I think Isaiah Mosley is going to have a huge season for Missouri this coming year, and I am absolutely here for it. Plus, how about a little thought experiment for football? What if Bryce Young were Missouri's quarterback this past season? So let's talk about all that and more right now on Locked On Mizzou.
You are Locked On Mizzou, your daily podcast on the Missouri Tigers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hail you true sons and daughters, I'm John Miller, your Mizzou mafioso and the central scrutinizer of Missouri Tigers football and basketball. Thanks for making Locked On Mizzou your first listen every day, and thanks for telling a friend to go to LockedOnMizzou.com for all the links to YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all of the finest places you can get your finer podcasts. And I tell you, I just want to start off today with a prediction. I just feel like Isaiah Mosley is going to have a really nice comeback season next year for Missouri. Now, of course, I'm assuming a lot here. I'm assuming that whatever was happening with Isaiah off the court last year is going to, hopefully for his basketball and personal life too, hopefully it's resolved itself to some extent. I just think we're seeing Isaiah obviously wanting to be a part of this basketball team for this coming year. And I think Dennis Gates is obviously open to it. I think it's going to happen, and I really think Isaiah is going to be an important part of this coming basketball team, because when you really look at it, if Kobe Brown ends up not coming back next season, I think the more you look at it here, I think Kobe Brown had some comments recently talking at a personal event that he did at a car dealership here in town. Well, he was basically saying that he's getting some good feedback, and he'll come back to Mizzou if he's not guaranteed much of anything from the league. But the vibes I'm getting that Kobe is probably leaning toward staying in the NBA draft. Of course, we'll just have to see here in a few weeks. But if that does indeed happen, of course, Missouri initiated a ton of offense through Kobe Brown last season. And with him potentially off of the roster, I think Missouri is really going to need what Isaiah Mosley can bring to the table. Now, offensively, I'll grant you that his individual numbers last season were nothing that great whatsoever. Certainly not up to his standards, his previous standards at Missouri State. But oddly enough, when you take a little bit deeper dive into the overall picture, actually the team was better statistically offensively when he was on the court. And I think that's because he brought a special playmaking element that not a lot of others on the team did, especially on the perimeter. And his defense was, by the way, surprisingly effective too, or at least, again, the team was fine defensively when he was on the court. No drop off. If anything, there was a bit of a gain there with Mosley defensively. I think a lot of people assumed, I don't really know how this became a meme, maybe it really, or just the narrative, maybe that really was a problem with Mosley at Missouri State. He was having to take so much of the offense there that perhaps his defense struggled as a result. But I really thought he put in a good effort, and his lanky arms at 6'3", 6'4", a lot of times ended up bothering a lot of players, I think more than a lot of people expected. So to me, I'm very much looking forward to what Mosley has to bring to the table next year. I think any Missouri fans who are down on him because of what transpired last year, I think you got to put yourself in his shoes a little bit. Basketball is very much a rhythm type game. Once he's back into rhythm, hopefully he's got a full off season, a full load of practice, is just in it the whole time next season. I truly think that his experience at the college level will truly shine. A second year under Dennis Gates, I really expect a huge season from Isaiah. Again, assuming he's on the team, assuming everything goes well. But right now, he's clearly been in video on social media, him working out at the Mizzou practice facilities. Clearly, he wants to be a part of the squad. And from Dennis Gates' perspective, considering there's, well, essentially no limit to how many guys you can have on your roster at this point, I don't know why you wouldn't want to have him, especially from a basketball perspective. So again, for the 1,000th time, as long as everything off the court is okay, basketball-wise, he's absolutely a guy we should want to have. And I think, hey, as a guy who's been lived in the Columbia area for most of his life, the Boone County area, it'll be really nice to hopefully see a hometown-type kid, you know, truly make good in his final year. I think there's a real strong chance that happens for Isaiah and the Tigers. Now, I mentioned Kobe Brown just a little bit ago, and indeed, if he stays in the NBA draft, well, that means Missouri's search for another big guy certainly gets even more important. And arguably, well, one of Missouri's most important opponents, the Kansas Jayhawks, they just added the biggest fish in the transfer portal, big guy Hunter Dixon from Michigan. Yes, the Jayhawks, the rich and the the rich and the cheating, well, they just keep getting even better. But does this put more pressure to get for on Missouri to get a big man? Not really, to be honest. I don't know that Missouri should be putting all of its eggs into trying to win one game, and what I believe will be in Lawrence, Kansas next year, right? I don't think the Sprint Center part of this Missouri-Kansas series starts next season, or the T-Mobile Center, whatever the corporate name is there in downtown KC these days. But regardless, I do think certainly I would like Missouri to get another big guy. Jimmy Bell of West Virginia sounds like he's a distinct possibility. But again, the portal is definitely it's always a fluid situation. There's always more guys who can come in and come out. There's no doubt about that. But you do have to say at this point in the process, as Hunter Dixon's commitment to Kansas shows, well, a lot of the biggest fish are indeed getting plucked out of the lake at this point by some of the biggest programs. So for as much as, again, it's a fluid situation, if you're Missouri, well, your roster's probably getting to be a lot closer to final in the next month or so than maybe people think. And coming up, I want to do my Bryce Young thought experiment. What if the number one overall pick of the NFL draft and Heisman winner was the Missouri quarterback last season? Why am I even throwing this silly scenario out there? Well, I'm going to make a point about Brady Cook and the rest of the Missouri quarterbacks in the quarterback position as well. So let's talk about that. But first, if you're looking for a delicious snack, well, you don't want all the sugar and calories and nonsense of most of Built Bar's competitors. No, you want Built Bar, ladies and gentlemen, the best tasting protein bar ever. You got to try this, folks. Healthy. The taste is amazing. Seriously, the taste is so amazing. You won't even think that they're not as chock full of sugar and calories as all the leading competitors. Well, what makes it so good? For starters, 100% real dark chocolate, all types of different flavors. I personally am all about any of the coconut varieties, but you know what? You know you can go to Built.com to check out their full selection, but they've also got some selection, a limited variety at Walmart and at Sam's Club. But again, once again, you want your specialty flavors, you got to check out Built.com, but find them again at Sam's Club or at Walmart as well. You know, as somebody who likes to make a good argument or engage in a good debate every once in a while, I've noticed that some people are very dismissive of extreme examples because, oh, well, if you're just going to do an extreme example, I guess you can prove anything. Well, I disagree with this line of thought because I do think it's important to think of the extreme examples of, oh, what could go wrong here? Or, for example, an extreme example will give you, oh, okay, well, what is maybe the flaw in my thinking? Or it'll give you the nuance if you sort of think about it. So, indeed, it's an extreme example if you take Bryce Young, who never realistically was connected to the University of Missouri whatsoever, and you plant him on the 2022 Missouri Tigers. Clearly, this is an absurd hypothetical scenario in some ways, although not that absurd. Hey, he's a college football player in 2022. What if he just was Missouri's starter last year? Well, here, I'm going to get to my point here in just a minute, but what I can tell you pretty confidently is that Missouri would have won four more football games last year. So Missouri would have been 10-2 last season versus 6-6. Listen, I don't care who was at quarterback last year. Winning the Kansas State and especially the Tennessee games last year, I can't go that far. Can you? Yeah, I didn't think so. But here's a bigger point, though. You might just say, well, that means Bryce Young is a four-win player. Well, not so fast, because in order for Missouri to have that thin of a margin for error last year, Missouri had to be pretty close in the first place. And indeed, it was in all four of those football games where it could have gone either way. You're talking Auburn, Kentucky, Georgia, and Florida. Well, here's the thing. If it was that close last year, if we were literally three plays away from three more wins, if you like I do, you include Cody Schrader getting tackled at the one at the Georgia game, if he gets in the end zone there, I really think Missouri wins that ball game. I don't think that's a crazy statement. Missouri goes up three possessions. Georgia really was made a comeback in a semi-ironic way by running the football down Missouri's throat in the fourth quarter. I'm not so sure that they're able to do that if Missouri has one more possession in that lead. But regardless, the point is you throw the Florida game in there as well, which was not Brady Cook's best game by any stretch of the imagination. Listen, number one, Cook hopefully will be healthy this season. If he's your starting quarterback, and to me, some people are assuming this is the case, to me, that's still a gigantic if, folks. I'm not ready to assume he's the starter whatsoever. But for the sake of discussion, if he is, well, he'll be healthy all season, in theory. And by the way, if he isn't the starter, well, hopefully, whether it is Jake Garcia or Sam Horn, then hopefully one of those guys will be pretty darn good too then. Remember, Cook got hurt really early in the season, and I believe in the first half of that Kansas State game, so he was playing with a bad arm all season. Number two, the offensive line, regardless of who the quarterback is, has to do better at everything. And I'm talking pass protection, better in short yardage pickups, and also just losing yardage less frequently on simple run plays, especially on first and 10. Some of that's play calling too. Believe me, Eli Drinkwitz could have realized that, hey, maybe this isn't the line to be running outside zone 30% of the time. He probably could have figured that one out a little bit more quickly. But also the offensive line, just fewer mistakes in terms of non-aggression penalties, false starts, that kind of thing. Also, number three, let's not forget that Missouri lost Dominic Lovett this offseason. It seems like some people I've talked to are just assuming that Missouri's receivers are going to be fine. Well, with Luther Burden moving from the outside into the slot, into Dominic Lovett's position, he really is under a lot of pressure to replace most, if not all, of that production. And what about the rest of the receiving core? I think Theo Weiss, transfer from Oklahoma, he should be hopefully a legit, true deep threat on the outside that maybe Missouri hasn't had since Emmanuel Hall back in the Drew Locke era. Mekhi Miller has showed some flashes, for sure. He's shown some talent, but still mostly an unproven guy. Chance Looper, maybe he starts on the outside. Is he finally healthy? Is he hopefully finally over his illness for multiple different reasons? What is Mookie Cooper's role this season? Is he another guy that we play in a slot? Can we have two slot receivers at the same time? Four receiver look? To me, I'll say it again. I said this a bunch last season. I'll say it again. With the type of production, really lack thereof, that Missouri has had at the tight end position over the last few seasons, I still say it makes a lot more sense to have 10 personnel on the field, which means one running back, zero tight ends, than it does to put either an unproductive in the passing game tight end, or what Missouri did at the end of last season, which is actually play six offensive linemen at times, especially against Arkansas. Well, that was a wrinkle that seemed to work against the Hogs, but boy, that really limits your passing game. The defense knows you're only going to have four guys in a pass pattern at any given time. It also just kind of clogs up the middle in terms of reads for the quarterback, in my opinion, too. I just don't love that long term. I'd rather see Missouri actually play Mookie Cooper again as a second slot receiver along with Luther Burden if they're just not going to use the tight end whatsoever, to me in modern football, that makes a lot more sense than playing either a de facto sixth offensive lineman, a tight end who you never target in the passing game, or a literal sixth offensive lineman. Either one of those seems like regression and not progress to me. So bottom line is, when it comes to my crazy hypothetical, I'm quite confident that with Bryce Young, Missouri would have won 10 games last year. But I'm also confident that Missouri easily could have won 9 or perhaps even 10 games with Brady Cook at quarterback if things would have just broken a little bit differently. Or if Brady Cook just maybe didn't tear his labrum in week 2 of last season. Maybe that's worth a couple more wins too. So again, not saying Brady Cook is even remotely in the same tier as Bryce Young by any stretch of the imagination. We're talking the number one overall pick in the draft, the Heisman winner. Yeah, guess what? Any team in the country, if you put him on the squad, yeah, you're going to win a few more ball games. But beyond that extreme example, I just think it's important for people to remember that, again, with Brady Cook, Missouri was still pretty darn close to being a really good football team last year. So there is still a lot of reasons to believe in the Drinkwitz era moving forward. And guess what? I'll admit, plenty of reasons to doubt it as well. And coming up, I've spent quite a bit of time talking about Kobe Brown's NFL draft stock on this program, of course. But coming up, I want to talk more about Damoy Hodge and his, what I believe is underrated draft stock, right after these quick words. By the way, before we get into Damoy Hodge and his NBA status, well, just quickly here, let's use Hodge as an example of what Dennis Gates and his staff can maybe do for your shooting, because his freshman season, or at least his first season, I should say, at Cleveland State, Hodge shot just under 30% from three-point land. The next season, up to 33% on more attempts, and then on even more attempts at Missouri, all the way up to 40% for Damoy Hodge. So some really impressive improvement there from Hodge. And, well, if you think that comes down to coaching, for whatever reason, gives you a lot of hope for Jesus Caladero and all the other new Missouri basketball players who you're maybe hoping can up their three-point shooting as well. But obviously, anytime you hit that 40% number, as Kobe Brown did, as Damoy Hodge did, that's going to catch the attention of NBA circles for sure, especially considering Damoy Hodge's really quick release. Now, his downsides, his negatives are pretty obvious. He can't really do much with the ball other than catch and shoot it. But to me, let's look at what he can do. Again, that quick release, the accurate shooting, the active defense. He's listed at 6'4". If that's even remotely accurate, if he's 6'4" in shoes, well, that's good enough probably to be a guard in this day and age. Again, as long as you have the requisite skills, especially if you're not really expected to be a ball handler, if you're on a team like, say, the Dallas Mavericks with Luka Doncic, or, hey, maybe even a better example here, former Missouri coach Quinn Snyder, now the coach of the Atlanta Hawks. Well, Trae Young, just a big-time ball-dominant guard there. Hey, if you can just stand over there and move off the ball really well, as Hodge can, by the way, you can move yourself off the ball, be active defensively, get steals. I think he can be a really good off-the-bench 3-and-D guy. I think that's Damoy Hodge's future at the pro level. I think he can get there. I really do. Now, somebody's going to have to believe in him, for sure. Maybe in the second round of the draft, maybe as an undrafted free agent, whatever it might be. But I think if he gets the right fit, again, someplace like Dallas, maybe Atlanta, I think he could actually carve himself out a real role. And again, a place like Dallas. Dallas kind of screwed up recently with several moves. Not to get too deep into it, but maybe getting into the Kyrie Irving business at this point was a questionable decision. Well, the point is, teams like Dallas, they're cash-strapped. They're going to need to hit on some cheap guys, whether it's second-round type players, draft picks, undrafted free agents, young guys, basically. They're going to have to find some diamonds in the rough, some guys who can at least play. They don't have to be superstars. I don't think anybody thinks DeMoy Hodges is going to be an all-star or anything, but can he be a prototypical, what NBA scouts want is a 3-and-D guy? Yeah, I think he can. I think Dennis Gates thinks it too, and I agree with him. So, hey, good luck to DeMoy Hodges. He might just find himself an NBA job. You never know. So, with all that being said, thanks for joining me, as always, here. I know my bosses aren't very happy with me right now because I haven't been getting out 5 a week here, but what can I tell you? I'm a busy guy. I'll try to do better here in the future. Hey, any of you young Missouri journalism people out there, you want to hit the mic every once in a while while I have an off day? If you're interested, seriously, hit me up at LockedOnMizzou, at LockedOnMizzou, at gmail.com, wherever you find me on social, etc. Come on, it's an opportunity. I'm handing it to you. Anybody want to take it? Just putting it out there. So, until next time, I'm John Miller, and this has been Locked on Mizzou.